Are there cuss words in the Bible? Or what even is cussing? Is it bad? Is it a sin? Should Christians do it? Or is it objectively wrong? This is The Awkward Apocalypse, a deconstruction podcast that examines Christian culture against the authority of Scripture. I'm Corey Kuhn, and today I want to talk about cussing.
This is the catchy theme song. This is the catchy theme song.
In high school and college, I was a scene kid. And I remember one time I was at Warped Tour, watching O Sleeper, one of my favorite bands, and they performed one of their new songs. And in the song, I swear I heard a cuss word. And now I had always kind of assumed that they were a Christian band because a lot of their music is Christian based, like there are Christian themes, and even some of their songs revolve around God and Satan having a conversation, and God is talking about how he'll crush him. And you know, there's a lot of Christian elements to their music, and I had always assumed they were Christian. But then I heard it. The D word. They said the D word. And I remember sitting in the audience and I was like, oh man, I thought they were Christian. I thought they were Christian, but they just cuss. And I think this is pretty common among Christians, at least where I come from in the Bible Belt, is that if you cuss, Christians are all going to raise their eyebrows and say, oh, I thought you were a Christian. Cussing kind of becomes like a marker of this person's not a Christian. And if a Christian cusses, it's like you're backslidden or you're not a good Christian anymore. And in the deconstruction world, cussing in a lot of ways is kind of like a badge of honor. Like deconstruction people love cussing because it sort of represents a liberation from their former life of rules and religion and all of this pressure to conform to an ethical system that may or may not even be biblical. So for a lot of people who are deconstructing, cussing kind of becomes like an indulgent thing. You were raised in this household that didn't allow swearing, and now you're free and you can cuss and express yourself freely. It's a sign of liberation and autonomy. I've even had friends who I guess would be in that more deconstruction category who have told me that they even cuss when they're praying to God. And so I want to take a critical look today at the idea of cussing in the Christian world, because it definitely is relevant to deconstruction circles, and it really is a big part of Christian culture in a lot of ways. And I think I was raised in this kind of environment where when someone cusses, it's almost like it hurts you. Like every time they cuss, it's like they're poking you with a cattle prod or something like that. And you're like, oh, ow. And I even remember as a kid, I was sleeping over at a friend's house and we were watching a movie, and I think it was a PG movie. And so there were like a couple cuss words in it. And the person on the TV cussed right as the dad was walking through the room, and the dad was like, like almost like he was correcting the TV, or I don't know. There's like this visceral reaction that Christians have to hearing cuss words. And it's like the more cuss words you hear, the more they're poking you and hurting you. And it's like, you can only take so much. And I think that's just an inherent part of Christian culture. Like it's like this intolerance for even hearing bad words. And so you'll have Christians say things like, I enjoy my job, but I just can't be around all that cussing all day. It's almost like being around cussing actually hurts you. A lot of times when cuss words are written today, even outside of the Christian world, they take one of the letters and make it an asterisk, as if like your brain doesn't automatically fill in that letter. Like I guess I just don't understand why we have to take out one letter of a cuss word, as if people don't know what that is, as if people don't just like automatically read it like that. But it is strange that within the Christian world, cussing has kind of been viewed as like this thing that hurts you, this thing that you can't be around. And what's funny is Jesus kind of says the opposite of what is assumed by a lot of Christians when they say they can't be around cussing, because the assumption is garbage in, garbage out. If you are around all of this bad language, all of this cussing, it's going to affect you and it's going to enter into you, and you're going to build up a tolerance to it, and then you're going to become like the world. It's going to make you more worldly. And yes, there is a lot of wisdom in monitoring your surroundings and not exposing yourself to too much of the world to the point where it begins to affect you and you begin to become like the world and grow in your love for the things of the world. Like there definitely is wisdom in that. But Jesus kind of says the opposite in Matthew 15:11, that it's not what goes into you that corrupts you, but what comes out of you. And yeah, the context is different than cussing. And yet I think it's interesting that Jesus kind of says the opposite of the mantra garbage in, garbage out. He says more that it's not the garbage that goes into you that matters, it's the garbage that comes out of you, because the dirtiness and the filthiness really lies within your heart, your sinful nature. It's not like you're pure on the inside and then the world's going to come in and corrupt you. No, you're corrupted from the inside, and that's kind of what salvation is. Jesus cleaning your heart from the inside out. And I think there actually is kind of a Pharisaical element to this, where it's almost like as Christians, we are pure and we can't be around those filthy sinners who cuss and who smoke and tell all these dirty jokes. It's like, how fragile are we as Christians, where we can't expose ourselves to the things of the world in order to reach the world? Like, I guess in the Bible Belt, you just have so many Christians who like shelter themselves from the world. And I guess it really is just like, how fragile are you? Like, how weak are you where you can't even be around this stuff? To me, that just sounds like weak, fragile, self-righteous Pharisees who believe that if they expose themselves to the things of the world, it will corrupt them, because they're so pure and righteous and they can't even stand to be around it. They hear cuss words and it hurts them. Like, to me, that's just not really what the Christian life is about. I just think that the deeper you look into this, the more you see how not biblical this is. And on that point, I will note that the disciple John, both in his gospel and in his letters, does tend to separate the world into these neat, distinct categories where you have light and dark, the world and us. John kind of does have this dualistic language in the way that he talks about both Jesus's ministry and the Christian life. And I think in a lot of ways, John's gospel and John's writing has affected our Christian culture a lot more than the synoptic gospels. And I think you can see this in the way that we separate ourselves from the world, because it's really John that influenced that, because John is really the one behind that mentality. And I think that a lot of Christians tend to see Jesus as this person who separated himself from the world rather than someone who entered into the filthy world to save it. And what's interesting is, even when you look at the life and ministry of Jesus, you don't ever really find an emphasis on using bad words. Like, Jesus, and really all the writers of the New Testament for that matter, don't really seem that concerned with using cuss words. I'm not sure if cuss words were a category then like they are now for us. Some people actually argue that Paul, when he says, "I count all things as rubbish," was actually using a cuss word there. We just used a softer word in our translation. And I can't seem to find like a straightforward answer on that. I learned Greek in seminary. I can do word studies and I can look up that word. But the hard thing about word studies is you can't just look at the definition. You have to look at the historical use of the word. And it's really hard for me to determine whether or not that was a bad word. And I can find articles that say it was, and I can find articles that say it wasn't. And it kind of, in a lot of ways, comes down to history. And I don't really know history and I'm bad at it. So did Paul cuss? I don't know. But my point is that within the Bible, you don't really have this same emphasis on not using bad words. Yeah, Jesus and James both talk about swearing and oaths, but that's not talking about swear words. That's talking about like actually swearing, like, "I swear on my mother's grave," like that kind of thing. I don't think they're really talking about cuss words as we think of them. Don't swear on your mother's grave. Just tell the truth. For a Christian, your word should be enough and you shouldn't have to qualify it with all these extra swears. Like, that shouldn't do anything because you're a Christian and you tell the truth and people should just believe you. You don't have to add all of these swears to it. In fact, that's wrong and that's evil. That's the point they're making. They aren't saying, don't say the D word, the A word, the B word. Like, they don't have like a list of cusses that they say, don't use these words. And Paul also in Ephesians talks about not letting unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is good for building up as it fits the occasion. But again, I think it would be a stretch to say that he's thinking about cuss words when he says that. Maybe he is, and maybe if you look into the history, it's there. But even if it is, the Bible just doesn't seem to have that same emphasis on cuss words like we do within our Christian culture. And Christian culture's emphasis on cuss words is just so strange to me. Like, I remember a few years ago, I was watching the movie Courageous, the Kendrick Brothers movie. And really, I don't have an issue with the Kendrick Brothers. I think their movies can be cheesy at times, but I actually like them and I recommend them to people. But I was watching the movie Courageous, and there was a particular scene that just kind of made me laugh. I hope I'm remembering this correctly, but I think it's at the beginning of the movie. The cop, who's the protagonist of the show, pulls over a thug, a gangster. And so he's walking up on this person's car, and the gangster guy gets a sawed-off shotgun and holds it to the door of the car, about to literally murder the police officer. And then I think the police officer sees it, or somehow they get into a fight and they're wrestling on the ground and the guy's on top of him and they're rolling around and the thug gangster guy is saying, "Yo, get off me, dog, get off me, dog." And I remember just thinking to myself, like, yeah, I'm sure that's what he would say. Because obviously, if a cop and a gangster are fighting each other, there's going to be some cuss words, probably on both sides. Like, I have experience in law enforcement and those guys cuss, especially when they're in situations like that. And I just think it's so funny that in a Christian movie, they're more than willing to portray attempted murder of a police officer, but no cussing. Like, I just think it's so funny that that's where they draw the line. Like, it can't be a Christian movie if there's cussing in it. But if you show stealing, if you show attempted murder, like in one of their other movies, they feature one of the main characters smuggling drugs from a pharmaceutical company he works for. I mean, you have all this bad stuff in the movie, but you don't have cussing. And I just think that's so odd that they're just not willing to show that part of the world. Like, that's too much for Christians to be exposed to. And I think the fear is that if they do that, people won't take it to be a Christian movie and people won't watch it. People won't listen to a Christian podcast if it cusses. That's why I don't cuss, because I don't want to get canceled by Christians. See, I think it's so funny that Christians are the ones who freak out about cancel culture, but Christians are like the biggest cancelers there are. They're like, oh, that guy cussed. Okay, he's not a Christian artist. Get him off the Christian radio. This person had a heretical view in a book. All right, we're not going to listen to them anymore. This pastor doesn't embrace this particular theological truth, so we're not going to sell his books anymore. We're going to flip his books around at the bookstore. I mean, Christians cancel everyone. And even outside of cussing and theological differences, within the political world, it's funny because Christians are the ones who like cancel the most people. Like, I'm not going to listen to that guy. He's a liberal. Target gave in to the transgender agenda, so I'm not shopping at Target anymore. I'm not buying this product because they support a candidate I don't like. Like, Christians cancel people all the time. They cancel stores, they cancel products, they cancel musicians, they cancel pastors. Christians are some of the biggest cancelers in our culture, and it's so funny to hear them rant about how ridiculous cancel culture is and how they're coming for us and they're going to cancel us. Like, I'm afraid to say a cuss word on my show because I don't want to get canceled. But the reason I don't cuss on this show, like, the main reason is because I just don't want people to be turned off to the show and not listen to it. For me, it's just not worth it. And I just think it's so funny that in Christian culture, this has become our litmus test. Like, this is how we determine who is and isn't a Christian. Do you cuss? And only in the more liberal circles of Christianity is it tolerated publicly. Like, I think most Christians would admit they at least cuss a time or two, like during the day, maybe. Maybe they drop something on their foot and they say a word they regret. Like, most Christians would probably tell you that they've cussed a few times in their life. Maybe they even cuss consistently. But if you sit down and you type a cuss word on Facebook, or you put a cuss word into your movie or into your music, that's different. You put thought into that and you did it on purpose, and that's not tolerated nearly as much. And I think in a lot of ways, this manifests our desire as just human beings to have rules, to have standards that put you in or out. I mean, really, since creation, we've invented rules. Eve literally invented a rule when Satan asked her what God said. She added to the commandment that God had given Adam. Since the beginning of time, we have created our own rules, because a lot of times the reality is, the standard is really high, especially for Christians. The standard is perfection. So rather than gauge ourselves by that standard, a lot of times what we do is we invent our own rules that are more manageable and easier for us to follow. Typically, the rules we invent are the ones we're good at following. And so in the Bible Belt, one of the big rules that we follow is cussing, because you can control the things you say more. You know, we have all these nice substitutes you can use. You can say freaking, you can say dang it, you can say shoot. Like, we have all of these soft words you can use instead. And so not cussing is a pretty easy rule to follow. It's an external thing, and it's something that you can control and you can follow. And I just think, like, since the beginning of time, this has just been our desire to create rules that we can follow. The Pharisees were all about this. The Pharisees invented all these extra rules that they could follow. And in a lot of ways, I'm sure that made them feel better about their righteousness. And I think we do the same thing as Christians. We'd rather follow those rules than the ones that Jesus gave us. And so in some ways, we can look at Jesus's teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, where he tells you not to stop someone from stealing from you and to actually let them steal more from you. And then we can read that and say, well, you know, that doesn't actually work. Jesus was just kidding. Or we just kind of ignore it altogether. And so the weird thing is, we can look at a Christian who is obsessed with guns and obsessed with protecting the things that they have, and even threatening to kill someone if they try to take it, and not see an issue there. Like, we don't see any inconsistency between that and the teachings of Jesus. But then we see someone cuss and we're like, oh, you're not a Christian. And I think it's just strange that we have all these rules in the Bible that we ignore, and then we add our own rules into it. And yeah, like I said, maybe cussing is in the Bible, but if it is, it's not a huge theme. It's not, you know, in the Sermon on the Mount, like what I just quoted is. And like I said, publicly, I really make an effort to not cuss, because I just don't want to lose people's ears. Like, for me, I want people to listen to me. I have something to say, and I don't want to turn them off initially and then them not hear the message that I'm communicating, because I believe it's important. And if I don't have to cuss, then I won't. And I guess for me, I can look at Romans 14 and the principle of not being a stumbling block to others and sort of apply that to cussing. But the problem is, the idea of a stumbling block is really in reference to a person who is weak. Like, for example, someone who's an alcoholic. If you drink around them and it really makes them stumble and maybe even causes them to fall into sin, like, that's more the idea of stumbling block that Paul is getting at. It's someone who's weaker. But in that passage, he also does talk about someone who eats only certain foods while other people eat other foods. And then he actually says not to pass judgment on the other. And he just talks about how there just needs to be this mutual relationship between the two, how they shouldn't judge each other, how they shouldn't despise each other, but how they should build each other up mutually and strive for peace. And so I think the takeaway from Romans 14 is not just to not be a stumbling block to someone else, but to actually work together for peace and for unity. And so I think that the Christians who think that if you're cussing, you go to hell should be a little more tolerant and a little more lenient of Christians who cuss, and maybe not make that the central focus. And then Christians who cuss should be sensitive to the Christians who believe it's very, very wrong, and maybe make efforts to not cuss around them for the sake of working together and for the sake of unity. But I think that just shouldn't be our focus as Christians. I think if we go back to the teachings of Jesus as our guide, we'd realize that most of our gauges for what makes someone a Christian aren't really even biblical. I'm not saying everyone should cuss. I'm just saying that the refusal to obey some of the core teachings of Christ by, like, a lot of the church, that should be a much greater concern to us than someone using a naughty word. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to learn more about the work that we do in Liberia, feel free to check out standingsidebyside.org. If you'd like to make a donation, there's a donate tab on that page, or you can just Venmo at Standing Side by Side. I appreciate everyone who's reached out to me for your feedback, sharing your stories, and just offering your encouraging words. You've helped me a lot, and I pray that these have helped you as well. Thank you so much for listening. Keep the faith.